Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we'll give you guys updates. President Trump is undergoing his arraignment right now. He is now in the courthouse. We'll give you guys updates. But there was a little bit of chaos because there was a Trump impersonator that was riding around in a limo. This is thankless. Trying to fool the press. And so people thought that was President Trump. And, I mean, the crowds are crazy. The crowds are right now so crazy. You have both sides. You got his supporters and you have the protesters. And so a person was dressed as Donald Trump driving a limo past Trump Tower, and he fooled bystanders, so people started to go crazy and start to yell and scream and whistle and cheer and all that. And then it was just somebody who was dressed as President Trump. And it was just ridiculous. He looks like him from a distance, but he's a lot heavier. And he was wearing a red cap that said USA on it. I live in Las Vegas, so we have a lot of Elvis impersonators. You'll go up and down the strip, you will see something. In fact, there's a famous guy who I always see on a scooter. Apparently a lot of people know him. He's a local. And he's an older gentleman, and he's on a scooter, and he's always dressed as Elvis. And so we have Elvis impersonators all the time, but I am starting to see, Trump impersonators. But it's tricky because you have some people that just want to hug him, and then you have others that want to throw things at him. And, you know, it's like, he's just an impersonator. What are people doing? So anyway, this guy, I guess he got some, I don't know how he got a limo. And then you see another Secret Service person, like, in front of him, dressed up as Secret Service in the next part. And then they got a sticker on the limo. That's pretty dangerous stuff. I mean, this isn't just somebody dressing up as an impersonator. Now, the real Trump was seen departing Trump Tower, 1 p.m. local New York time, holding up a defiant fist, made his way into the Manhattan courthouse. And we still don't have the list of indictments. When we do get them, we'll tell you. But I'm just looking right now at the crowds. And I'm looking at I've never seen so many people love and hate somebody. Now, maybe it's because the media is letting us see this. You know, I mean, I grew up, you know, during the Reagan times, and I know a lot of people liked Reagan. I mean, I did go to school in Phoenix, Arizona, so I think it was a very Reagan-friendly territory, and then California, because Reagan was from California. So that was probably the only other time I remember somebody really, really loving the president. I know a lot of people did like Clinton. A lot of people liked Obama, but not like the love I've seen for Trump. And as I said before, people don't care about his indictment. They don't care if he, you know, is found guilty of falsifying records. They want him to run this country and fix this country. And that's interesting because many people have said they want somebody in business, not a politician, running the country. Now, not all business individuals are going to be as persecuted as Trump has from a law, and not all business individuals might not be accused of, you know, falsifying business records, but you have a call, especially with the way the economy is, especially with the way the border is. People are asking for non-career politicians to be in politics. To be, you know how many people have asked me to run? They go, we need a doctor. You know, I would love to say I could fix the healthcare system. I can't, because I can't fix politics. I'm going to be surrounded by politicians. I don't know how effective I would be. But people are asking me to run for office because they want a non-politician. You know, it's so let's say we do have another businessman run. Let's say we do have somebody that owns multiple businesses. You know, are they going to be accused of falsifying business records? Are they going to be, and I get it, Trump was very polarizing. He still is. People love what he tweets. Some people hate what he tweets. I've just never seen, you don't have somebody go, he's okay. You either have people go, I love him, or I hate him. And it just blows my mind that you could have a country that divided when, you know, there's kind of some basic common sense things that need to get done. And I get everybody has their own way of doing things. Just like, you know, CEO of Disneyland. Yeah, you know, Disneyland switches CEOs. You have some people might have loved one CEO versus another. And I get that. I've had bosses. Sometimes you like one boss versus another. But I've never seen such passion. And when people ask, could Trump be reelected? You have people that love him so much. Biden. Biden won. Not because people loved Biden, but it's because they hated Trump. You had so many people that hated Trump that helped get Biden elected. Despite Biden's age, despite his gaffes, despite his flip-flopping in terms of, you know, his politics, that didn't matter. So, you know, could Trump be the next nominee? I think now with this, oh, absolutely. And he is going to have a mugshot. Now, trust me, they're not going to let him with the mugshot have his fist. They're not going to let it be a good mugshot because they're not going to want him to use that picture. But a Donald Trump mugshot, when you think it would hurt, a mugshot would hurt. Nah. Remember, society now, we are very, very forgiving of people with past criminal histories, drug histories. We want to give them a chance. We believe they've rehabilitated. We believe, you know, Trump having a criminal history makes him one of the hottest things now on social media. And he is trending. Nobody's even talking about DeSantis today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm not really one, you know, to entertain conspiracy theories or assume the worst in people or... But I do understand media, and I do understand politics. And when some of you have questioned why the Trump indictment now, the jury was supposed to take a month hiatus, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, okay, yeah, we got, you know, a bunch of counts, we've indicted him, and then it leaked that there's 34 counts of indictment. Some of you had said, well, yeah, it's got to be because of the election, or it was now that they got all the proof or the evidence. I don't know. I'm wondering if the timing was because we need to be distracted. I believe that there are people that want us distracted. Now, Trump might have been indicted anyway. I mean, this might have moved forward. But I just have the feeling... something's going on now. And all the headlines are about Trump right now. Not a lot of health headlines. Yeah, there's a little bit of medical news here. You know, we're watching the Marburg virus. We're watching this, you know, super fungus, which we've talked about. Another strain of COVID they're looking into. I mean, yeah, there are these little bits, but it's just all about Trump right now. And what's going on with the banks? What's going on with the economy? What's going on with our border? What's going on with Biden? We got a little bit of Biden. Biden dropped a coin. Somebody made an issue with that. He dropped a coin he was giving as a military gift. Dropped it, kind of chased it around a Minneapolis airport a little bit. I don't care anymore, honestly. You know, people drop things. To me, that's not news. But it's just, it's all quiet on the Western front. I don't know. I think something else is going down. There's something else going on. Maybe it's with China. Maybe it's with Putin. I don't know. Now, we do hear that there's a bank shuttering a bunch of their locations. Now, it doesn't mean the bank is going under. But we're being told that PNC Bank is closing 47 more branches in 15 states. Now, I believe everybody's money is still fine. They could still do things on their phone. But according to the March 25th Weekly Bulletin of Regulatory Findings, PNC had notified the U.S. Officer of Comptroller of the Currency that they're going to close 47 branches this summer. All locations will be shut down by June 23rd, coinciding with OCC regulations where they had to give 90 days notice. Virginia is going to be hit hardest, losing 11 locations, followed by Texas, losing 7 locations, New Jersey, Alabama, losing 5, and then Maryland, Florida, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Ohio, a couple. All right. There's, I think, one location in California, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, North Carolina. You know, is it something to panic over? No. Just, you know, maybe they just don't have enough staff. They could save money. Maybe they don't need as many locations. A lot of people are doing things online. But I get a little nervous. Banks not having in-person locations. I mean, it's nice that I could do things over the phone. I could pay a bill. It's all numbers on my laptop. But what if I want the cash? I want to know that these banks are going to be around where we could go and get our cash. And as we're seeing a whole bunch of stores and retail shutter, I think Walmart is going to be also downsizing some of their warehouse. I think they might be firing another 2,000 people. I have to look that up. But they're going to, they're going to lay off 2,000 warehouse workers. The banks are going to want to save money, too. They're also having labor issues. And if you have money in the bank, we assume that at any time we can just go and get it. So I'm hoping these banks, this isn't something that's going to be a trend. I'm hoping we still have access to our money. I know this is just one bank shuttering a bunch of stores, a bunch of locations across the United States, not necessarily hurting any, you know, particular area to the point where people can't get their money. But it does make you a little nervous. Now, in terms of places closing down, Applebee's has been shutting down. Right? And I'm fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Applebee's, right? Yeah. Applebee's has closed about 300 stores since 2016. Apparently, they said they were going to close them because they were going to expand. Nope. Building new restaurants is too expensive. Launching additional stores, according to Tony Moralejo, company president, going to be hard. In 2022, they opened 4 U.S. restaurants, but then they closed 13. So they still have about 1,569 restaurants, but they are raising the prices to try to cover the staff wages. And they, they're a restaurant that, it's a nice restaurant. It's a, you know, nice place to take a family, go on a date. But nobody wants to spend, $50, $60 for 2 people at an Applebee's. Boston Market. They were huge, especially in the 90s. They had 1,200 locations in 1997. They're now down to 330. So they've been downsized. In 2021, they say labor shortages put pressure on workers, led to an employee walkout. That resulted in the closure of 10% of all their stores. So not sure if they're reopening those, but they're now down to 330. Buffalo Wild Wings. Right? They call them B-dubs. My kids love Buffalo Wild Wings. And they have been closing stores. Now, they still have about 1,000. But they did have to shrink some of their operations. Locations in Colorado, Illinois, Florida, and Virginia closed in the last year. Burger King. Now, Burger King was the U.S.'s second largest burger chain. They have announced they're going to have to lay off hundreds of staff people because they're going to shutter 26 restaurants, mostly in Detroit. They say store closures began on March 17th. They're going to continue because of, quote, unforeseen business circumstances. Apparently, in January, they filed for bankruptcy. It was one of the top chains. And they're still very popular, but they need to save money. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel, fantastic restaurant, fantastic food, fantastic crew. I like the way Cracker Barrel has done things and the couple of ones I've gone into, but they're now going to have to close a few stores. Will not be present in the Portland area of Oregon. They closed another branch in Oregon in December, and they are going to, they say they do want to expand in other areas, so we'll see. Now, Denny's, there was a very, very popular Denny's right off the freeway in my neck of the woods. Seeing it close down was one of the first signs that I knew, you know, restaurants were in trouble. And they've closed down a bunch of restaurants as well. And Denny's, you know, always open. That was one thing that was interesting. Denny's had an always open sign. I took a picture of this and I posted it. This was a couple years ago. And it was closed because of COVID. Right? And then it was closed because of labor shortages for some of the hours. So when you have an always open, where they're supposed to be the place you could go in the middle of the night, yeah, when I would work shifts and we, you know, had to grab something to eat, you could go to a Denny's in the middle of the night. Nope. When they can't stick to their brand and they can't do cheap breakfast, I noticed Denny's breakfast was getting pretty damn expensive. Well, doesn't make it worth it. You know, it's kind of fun to go for some cheap breakfast and pancakes, and when it's not cheap anymore, it starts to make you rethink. Friendly's is another place. They opened in Springfield, Massachusetts in 1935 in an ice cream shop. They filed for bankruptcy in November 2022. They have been closing stores. IHOP. IHOP is a sister company to Applebee's. They have growth issues. They wanted to grow, but they had to slow down. And we're hearing that some of them stores have been shuttered. I like IHOP. I do. I think IHOP's some of the best tasting pancakes. I'm a huge IHOP fan. Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box has 2,200 locations. Right? But the owner of at least 70 of them between Missouri and Illinois filed for bankruptcy. So maybe a franchisee owner that owns 70. He cited labor issues at the time. Court documents said that an increased fast food competition contributed to the issues. Oh, increased fast food competition. So you would think these brands did well, especially during the lockdowns. But again, they got to raise the prices. Ruby Tuesday's been struggling. Steak and Shake. I think just closed another 60. Subway. Subway's having issues because they've closed about 25% of its branches over the last 5 years. So we'll see what happens. The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. This is the hour in which former President Donald Trump's expected in a Manhattan courtroom to hear what could be nearly three dozen felony charges against him. For hours, both supporters and haters of Trump have been making their feelings known outside the building. Russia is promising to beef up its defenses now that its neighbor Finland has become the 31st member of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Two big runoff elections today. Voters in Chicago choose a new mayor among two men who eliminated the incumbent in the primary. In Wisconsin, they're voting for a state Supreme Court spot that would tip the court to the left or keep it conservative. For the first time in about 2 years, the number of available jobs in the USA has fallen below 10 million. The Labor Department's new report shows to some experts that the Fed's campaign to slow the labor market is having an effect. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I think there's a little bit of an anxiety about going on a date and then them being somebody they're not. And this has been something, remember, was it Funky Cole Medina? Was it Tone Loc in the song Funky Cole Medina where he went on a date with somebody, but then when he when they made it back bedroom, he found out that it wasn't a female, it was a guy. And so it's been something that has been in movies and songs and books, and but now it's starting to become a little bit more of a reality. And there was a gentleman who opened up about his experience on Reddit. His name is Josh, or who he is named is Josh. And he said he was shocked when he was on a date with a woman, is falling for her, finds out she's transgender, but still wants to pursue it, and had asked for advice because he had been, quote-unquote, closed-minded about the topic in the past. So this is interesting. So he was shocked, but he really is attracted to her, who is a transgender female. and he has identified as straight. So he opened up about the situation on Reddit and asked for advice on how he should share his questions and concerns with her. He explained that he and the unnamed woman had gone on a series of dates and had spent a considerable amount of time together when she revealed that she had been born male. Excuse me, Josh admitted to being pretty close-minded about the female-to-male trans, or male to female trans woman in the past, and was stunned, but realized that he still wanted her. He said that he felt a genuine connection with her, found her very attractive, so he asked his fellow Reddit users to give him some tips on how to move forward. And so, you know, people gave advice and all that, but that's interesting. It's pretty admirable, too, that, you know, I mean, if he really connected and connected emotionally, then, you know, then he wants to still have that connection. Pretty gutsy for him to come out and talk about this. But many people are wanting to know, is there a way to tell early on? And, you know, there's not any specific sign. And the other thing you need to realize, too, is there are, just because somebody is transgender doesn't necessarily mean they are homosexual. You could have transgenders that are heterosexual. So you can't necessarily, if somebody is trans, be able to predict their sexuality. And so you, many people who are transgender are a little concerned about how they could broach the topic. This is really, really, it shouldn't be new because this has kind of happened for a while. But now that we have more people identifying and not necessarily being, you know, open about or not necessarily living the gender that they were born with, question comes up, when do you bring it up on a date? And it's interesting because years ago we had to talk about when do you bring up herpes on a date. Some people say they want to wait until the person is so in love with them that they don't care. Others are like, I just need to know if they're going to dump me over that. And so there was this. And so all I could recommend was there are dating sites for people with herpes so that you don't feel like you're going to be rejected out the gate. But you got to be honest. Because if you do engage in any sort of physical activity, you could spread it to them. And genital herpes can be carried in the mouth. Some people may have type 2 herpes in the mouth, etc. You give it to somebody, and there's legal liability if you give somebody an STI or herpes, depending on the state you live in. So there's, you know, so I'm more about honesty. But, you know, you have to be careful these days because remember there was a gentleman that did not get the job because he approached two women in the email that, you know, rather than sir or madam or to whom it may concern, he said, thank you, ladies, or dear ladies, or, and that was considered microaggression. So it's interesting. I looked this up. WikiHow says to avoid asking your date if they are transgender. He says, they say you'll likely offend them. Either way, if the person you're talking to is trans, they may not have been ready to tell you. If they're not trans and have negative feelings towards trans people, they may feel insulted. So WikiHow says disclosing can be very painful and even dangerous for them. This is their information to tell when they feel safe enough with you. In short, they aren't required to tell you, nor should they have to if they don't want to. At any rate, they will likely tell you before intimate contact is had. So they're of the thinking that you're going to find out eventually, because if it is going to move to sex, now I get there are some people that want to wait till they're married, and there are individuals that will not let you see them naked. That's going to probably change because some individuals are going to want to, you know what body parts they're going to be dealing with, and, you know, for fertility reasons. But if it's somebody that is not waiting till they're married and might be open to premarital sex, you will find out. It's interesting. You know, people say, what about an Adam's apple? I've seen women with Adam's apples. That's, you know, the prominent thyroid cartilage that you see. That doesn't necessarily say male or woman. Well, what about facial hair? You can see facial hair. I know a lot of women with facial hair. You know, some women get some facial hair. It happens. You know, that's not, yeah. So you're, you know, people, the whole stereotype is, it's changing. And in fact, it's interesting because we're trying to do away with the whole women have to wear skirts and women have to be busty and women have to. And it's interesting because some, not all, but some transgender individuals like that teacher highlighted the pink, the lipstick, the big breasts. Remember there was that teacher in Canada whose breasts were like double Z's with very prominent nipples? And he claimed that he was identifying as a woman. And a lot of us women are like, okay, but we don't look like that. I mean, are you making fun of us? Or, you know, so what are you doing? So, yeah, I think, you know, you can bring it up on a date if you want to know how somebody identifies. And if you think they're going to be, you know, insulted, there's a way to talk about it. I mean, for me, if your concern is, you know, that you want to, you know, later have children, you know, on a date, I've known a lot of people who will meet somebody online, having coffee, they'll talk about family. They're like, you know, because a lot of the younger generations now, they don't want to waste a lot of time. So they don't want to be with somebody for 2-3 years only to find out that they're not going to marry them or they're not going to be in a long-term relationship. So a lot of times on your meet and greet, you can have those conversations in terms of, you know, how do you feel about children? You know, I mean, you know, do you want to be pregnant? Would you want to have a surrogate? Would you, you know, I think those topics can come up if, you know, and I get it. You don't want to ask somebody if they have a vagina or a penis. I get that's kind of, you know, but if we are becoming a society now where people identify any way they want to and you can't tell, and if that's important to you, you know, there's a way to do it without insulting. You know, you can say, look, I support transgender rights, all that, you know, but I am looking for somebody who, you know, I can have a family with. Is this something that, you know, I don't know. But there's, it's an interesting topic, and I don't think we're ready necessarily to do it right, just like we're still struggling with a lot of other things, like, you know, bathrooms and locker rooms and sports and, yeah, how we address, you know, fairness in sports and how do we address privacy in a bathroom. We have that sorority suing their school because the school allowed a transgender female who was obviously aroused and having erections, and transgenders can be heterosexual or homosexual. So there, that's going to be something that the legal courts are going to be, or the courts are going to be dealing with. So interesting topic. We'll see what happens. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. We're going to Facebook Live this one. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I told you, I'm not scared of much. I'm pretty easygoing about a lot of things. I don't really believe that the world is coming to an end at all. But I am kind of concerned that we are having an issue when it comes to our AI and when it comes to what we're allowing our tech to do when it comes to jobs. And so do I think doctors later are going to have the ability to be replaced? Absolutely. I do. Will people want a Dr. Google being their doctor? Absolutely. If it saves them money, if they are able to tell the Dr. Google what they want or what they think it wants to hear so that it can then go ahead and get the antibiotic or get the Viagra or get what they want. If that's where the demand is, there's going to be supply. So as a physician, I'm a little nervous about this because I want people getting the right information. Well, we don't have a lot of data on how smart AI is or this ChatGPT, except we did see one study where it passed the medical boards. Now, I passed all my medical boards, so to me, I'm like, hey, well, that's good. It's smart, but they are passable. But you do have some doctors that can't pass the boards. They struggle when passing the boards. And patients that hear this are like, huh, you know, that doctor's not board certified. Why not? Now, some people choose not to take the boards. It doesn't necessarily mean that they can't pass. But, you know, some people might think, you know what, they have access to all sorts of information. This might be a safer way to go. I don't think so. I think you need instinct. And I think you need a doctor to say, you know what, I don't think this is what you think it is. I think it's something else. And I don't know if ChatGPT or AI is there yet. I don't believe you could ever replicate instinct. Well, now we have a study saying that the ChatGPT made up fake information when asked about cancer. Now, I think I know what happened, but the headline is saying that it will dispel misinformation. And doctors are warning against ChatGPT. So the AI chatbot answered 1 in 10 questions about breast cancer screening wrongly. And correct answers were not as comprehensive as those found through a simple Google search. Okay, now that worries me because that means people can find better information on Google than they can with AI. But they said researchers say in some cases the AI chatbot even used fake journal articles to support its claims. Now, many people are worried that it will hallucinate or make things up to complete the task. Now, these were researchers from the University of Maryland School of Medicine asked ChatGPT to answer 25 questions related to advice on getting screened for breast cancer. And they say the vast majority of the answers were appropriate, easy to understand, but some of the answers were inaccurate and even fictitious. They said, for example, one was based on outdated information, saying you should delay a mammogram 4 to 6 weeks after getting a COVID-19 vaccination, and the advice was changed over a year ago to recommend women don't wait. Now, this is what happened. I did have to put off my mammogram because I had breast swelling and axilla lymph nodes, lymphadenopathy, after my COVID booster. So, hell yeah, we still deterred it. But the advice got changed, which we spoke about, where if you have an issue, and do not put off, if you are behind on your mammogram, if you have an issue that needs to be addressed, COVID vaccine or no COVID vaccine, they want you to get your mammogram because they don't want people delaying care. But was the AI wrong in finding that old data saying, you know, because remember, we have a problem where what we're being fed is narratives where, oh, it's okay, don't worry about the side effects. Well, if there are side effects and AI is picking up on this, is that false information? Now, for me, I would like it to give the most updated recommendation. I don't want a USPSTF or a United States Services Task Force recommendation or guideline from 2002. I want one from 2023. And so if AI is drawing from old data, that could be deadly. That could be bad. But it is fixable. ChatGPT also provided inconsistent responses to questions about the risk of getting breast cancer and where to get a mammogram. They said the study found answers varied significantly each time the same question was posed. So these were authors from University of Maryland School of Medicine that looked at that. Fantastic study. And the findings were published in the journal Radiology, and it also found that simple Google search still provided a more comprehensive answer. Lead author Dr. Hannah Haver said ChatGPT relied on only one set of recommendations from one organization issued by the American Cancer Society and did not offer differing recommendations put out by the CDC or the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. So somebody could very easily rework the data it draws from. But where I worry as a doctor is, don't replace us doctors. Don't replace nurses. Don't replace dentists. Don't replace pharmacists. Don't replace us. That makes me nervous. But number two is, it shows you our AI can be manipulated. You can give it a data set. And that data set can be tainted. You could hack into it. China could say, you know what? Tell people that this virus going around, because people are going to ask about this virus. Tell them this virus, simple cold. Nothing to see here. I'm not saying China would do that, but for example, a foreign entity could do that. And so my worry about AI, not only is the replacement of jobs, because as you can see, many places are closing because of labor shortages and issues in terms of being able to staff. So if you could have less staff and cheaper staff, because you could use computers to do much of what you need to do, you'll be saving some money. But my worry is that the medicine people are getting, which has been something that has been very grossly apparent since the COVID pandemic, is going to be slated or biased. And you want to know that you're getting the pros and cons. You know, one thing we have to do in medicine, which is huge, and we get in trouble if we don't, is informed consent. Just because I want you to have an elective surgery doesn't mean I'm allowed to bias the informed consent. I need to, if I'm going to explain you going through a surgery, I need to show both sides. And I need to say, look, if you do have the surgery, this is what could happen. Let's say you want your gallbladder taken out. You know, I've been having pain. I know I'm not making gallstones, but I think I'll be better with it. Let's say you really feel like, you know what, get the gallbladder out, it's going to have to come out. Just go with it. Well, are you going to explain to them that things are going to be different? They might have to rush to the potty if the body can't digest some of the fat content. Their stools could be different. They might still have abdominal pain, and it might not fix that problem. So when you do informed consent, you need to let that person know about everything. Same thing with the vaccine. You might be pro-COVID vaccine, saying, look, I think it's going to save your life. I think it's going to prevent hospitalization. But it's fine and dandy. But you also have to tell them that these are some of the risk factors that have been reported. You got to get informed consent. And we would need to know that AI would not be biasing one thing or another. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching these commercials where there's a drug that's advertised, and the majority of the ad is about the side effects. But the side effects are spoken very quickly. So you see the people in the bathtub, and you see the beautiful forest, and you say, this medicine will make you feel blah, 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 but you need to watch out for insomnia, let it go super fast. So how do you eliminate bias from AI? I don't think you could. 1-877-DR-FALLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.